Welcome back to our HSK1 Master Podcast. I'm your host today, Emily. And today we are going to learn about how to say I can in Chinese. So do you know these words? 会, 能, 和 可以. So these mean I can, and I can. So what are the difference between all these three I can? So we're going to take a look in this episode. Also, we're going to see how to use the word 住, which means to live or to stay, and combine it with the time expressions to talk about real life situations. So as always, before we start, remember that you have a first class for free at Hanyu Chinese School. So visit our website right now and get started today. So, like always, let's take a look at a short video first.
Hello, I'm Miao, and I'll give the lesson from Sangya. In this class, we learn to say go to the movies. We also learn ways to say can in Chinese, since there are three different ones. And we'll also see how to use the verb to leave. So, if you ever want to move to China, this class will be very useful. Go to the movies. Tomorrow at 7:35, we will go to watch a movie. 我们明天七点三十五分去看电影。Very good. You have to add the verb to go, because we are not watching the movie at home. Now, let's learn ways to say can in Chinese. There are three ways to say the verb can, but each one has a different nuance. Let's take a look at them. First, 会, it means capability or learned skill. For example, I can speak Chinese. 我会说汉语. Second, 能, can or be able to. For example, 我不能说汉语. It means that I'm not able to speak Chinese. The problem is mine. Third, 可以. Can. In this case, it's not an ability from our part, but something imposed from someone else. For example, 我不可以说汉语. It means I am not allowed to speak Chinese, or that it's not permitted to do so. If you can't cook because you never learned to do so, what would you use? Good, 会. If you're not allowed to talk in a library, which would you use? Very good, we say 可以. And if you cannot speak because you lost your voice, what verb would you use? Very good, 能. It's easy to follow, right? We continue with the last part of the class. I assume that if you are studying Chinese, you would love to live in China for a while. Only remember that in large cities, such as Beijing, housing is very expensive. That's why many people can afford to live in Beijing only for a short while. How could you say, I can live in Beijing 2 months. What verb would you use to say can here? If you mean the capacity, financial in this case, it would be 能. 我能住在北京两个月. Excellent use of 两. That's because we are numbering And when we number, we always use liang instead of er. I say goodbye from Sanya, the southernmost city of China. What a nice weather!
So let's do a little review of the key points. The three can that we learned. First one, hui. So this is an ability through learned. We learn this ability and then we can do the thing. For example, 我会做饭. I can cook because I learned how to cook. Then we have 能, ability based on the situation or condition. 我能 做饭, probably because there's a kitchen, there is food ingredient in this, so 我能做饭. Okay. Last one, 可以. We have more the sense of permission. 我可以做饭, because the situation also. Just to remember, when you are saying that 不可以, it has a strong feeling about that you are not allowed to do something. So when I say 我不可以做饭, I'm not allowed to cook. If I say I cannot speak Chinese, how would you say that? 很好,我不会说中文. So if you say 我不可以说中文, grammar is correct, but it means like you are not allowed to speak Chinese, probably because you are in an English class and you are not allowed to speak other languages. So keep it in mind that 不可以 means that you are not allowed to. If you want to say I can't, you can use 我不会 or 我不能. 很好. And last, what's the other verb that we learned? Very good. 住. So 住 means to live or to stay. You can say 我住在中国, but we can also say 我住在这个 Airbnb 两天. So when you stay in a hotel, an Airbnb, we could also use 住. Okay, 非常好. So now it's your turn. Try to write a sentence using 会, 能, 可以, or 住. So for example, 我会说西班牙文. 我可以学习中文. 我能住在中国一个月. So leave your sentence in the comment section down below and practice to say it out loud. So if you want to learn more, if you want to speak Chinese naturally and confidently, please visit our website, HanyuChineseSchool.com. It's right here down below. And your first class is free, so you will get to talk with a native teacher. You will get to practice step by step, and experienced teacher will guide you all your way in your Chinese learning progress. We also offer Japanese and Korean courses. Also, if you want to learn English, German, French, or Italian, please visit our other website, Trainlink.com. So thank you for listening and keep on practicing every day. We will see you next month, next episode. 谢谢大家,再见喽!